All right, well, now it is time for closing comments. And you are given 2 minutes for closing comments. If we continue in the same process, Rich will be the first one to say his last words. Well, hopefully not, but you know.
Well, let's hope not. I don't hear the hearse outside, so we'll go with that. So, oh boy. So first off, all of you that have participated today, thank you. Aaron, I'm sorry that you had some glitches out there, and hopefully we don't have to do this again in this manner where we have people all over the place. But, you know, I'm very, very passionate about Manhattan, Kansas. I have now 4 generations living here. Both the 2 of my children have chosen to live here. One has started up a business now. My father started 2 businesses here successfully. And I understand all the dynamics. My work for many, many years as a commercial banker has allowed me to work directly with a lot of, especially here in Manhattan, is more focused with many of the developers, the companies that have come here that are local companies that employ many, many people, retailers and apartment owners, et cetera. And I understand the pressures that they go through and some of the things that happen to them. And I believe as a city commissioner, one of the things that I bring to the table is a lot of energy and a positive influence and a positive attitude. We have some phenomenal assets that we can use to show the rest of our community, the rest of the world, what a great place we are. We can become a more welcoming and inclusive community. And I think over the last couple of years, COVID has done some fracturing, along with some things that have happened that weren't quite as significant in our community, but it definitely opened some discussions. And I think having those discussions is critical. So I'd ask for your vote as someone who represents the entire community every day, and I have since really 2003. So thank you very much. I ask for your vote on or before November 2nd. We have early voting starting this week. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich. Marcus, and then John.
All right. So again, to the League of Women Voters, thanks so much for having us all this afternoon. I've been so humbled to be a part of this great event. I'm hearing what reflecting on my own answers to these questions and reflecting on a lot of the other responses that have been shared today as well. I hope to gain support and get your vote on November 2nd or before. As I bring a fresh young face and perspective to City Commission, I hope that with the responses that that everyone heard and that I gave, that I'm really into the vision of, you know, what new creative ideas can we bring to the table? Modern problems call for modern solutions. And so thinking outside the box is something that I'd say that I've learned to do with the different type of work that I get to do day in, day out. And so I'm very thankful for that. With representation, again, I feel like I can represent a part of the City Commission that of the community that has not always been well represented, and with the different identities that I hold, and so I hope to be able to be voted into this position to champion the views and opinions of those that again have sometimes been left unheard. So thank you again for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marcus, John, and then Monica.
Again, I want to thank the League for putting the event together and also thank all the other candidates, because I know you're not doing it for the money you're going to make if you get elected. So I started my remarks talking about affordability, because that's where I believe where it starts. Did some calculations. Since 97, property tax has outpaced population growth and inflation by 3.6 times. In the last 10 years, property taxes have outpaced inflation and population growth by 6 times, and that's before the 9.4% increase. Over the years, I've walked the neighborhoods of Manhattan for myself and others. Taxes and affordability have always been issues, but it seems today those issues are bigger than ever. Not just property taxes, but water, sewer, and fees. That's why Riley County population growth has been far outpaced by Pottawatomie and Geary counties. We need to get things back on track, not just for 1 year. I believe we need to take the strategic plan and lay it out over the budget in a 5 to 10 year plan so we can match the revenue streams to the wants and make sure we have a plan that is affordable, achievable, and sustainable. We've got a great community with a great future. Let's make sure we keep it affordable so everyone can be part of the good times. I'm John Mata. I ask for your vote. But remember, It takes three votes to really make things happen on the Manhattan City Commission. And think about that. You have three, make them all three count. Again, thank you. Thanks to the league. Thanks to the other candidates.
Thank you, John. Monica, and then Usha.
Again, I want to thank the league for hosting the event today and for everybody tuning in who has been trying to listen to our local candidates and find out what issues that we care about and which ways we mean to best serve you. I did not mention earlier, but I have done two internships with the city. So I have been behind the scenes. I've actually seen some of the internal operations. And I also understand the importance of public service. I have also studied public administration, and I'm working on my PhD in leadership communications. I believe in public engagement and listening to your community and their needs, understanding that our solutions are not one size fits all, that it's about having empathy and equity in our community, and that we need to show up and do the job if we are asking to be given this, afforded this opportunity, not to pass the buck of our decisions on to others, and that we need to make sure that we are there and ready to serve our community and thank them for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you, Monica. Usha and Aaron?
Yes, thank you again for putting this on. It's one of our first ones, I believe, so I appreciate it. As you know this, I've served before, and I want to continue serving in the city of Manhattan. I make decisions based on all of the information in front of me, but also doing outreach to our community members, taking their feedback, and the communities that impacts the most, whether it's businesses or specific organizations or specific demographic or within our region. I value the partnerships we have with Kansas State University, USD 383, Fort Riley, and our community organizations. I think that's why we are so strong. We have been selected as a top-notch town-gown relationship, and that's not normal for a community of our size to be recognized for that. It is because of those partnerships we have, such as the e-scooters that we just spoke about. We have a strong relationship with the city and the chamber and Kansas State University. That's why we are able to get businesses that want to settle into Manhattan. So we work well together, and we want to continue to work well together. I've been a dedicated public servant. I thrive on dialogue and conversations. I've knocked on over 1,000 doors and had conversations with at least 300 people. And the quality of life is something they really appreciate. We have strong bonds in our community. People are making this their home. We believe in civic responsibility and civic engagement, and we believe in civil discourse. And on the City Commission, we have great dialogue. I think we are a diverse group of people. We come to consensus on a lot of issues, and sometimes we don't. But I think that's what makes Manhattan wonderful, is the fact that we all do work together and we can have these dialogues. I think we have more to do. I think we are going to be a prosperous community. We are constantly growing and thriving, and people want to settle here, and we have to give them more of a reason for those jobs to come and make it their home and take advantage of the talent we have here. I'm asking you to vote for me, Usha Reddy, on or before November 2nd, and I hope to serve once again as your city commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you, Usha. Aaron, and then Wynn?
Yeah, so I guess the outcomes and the goals that we're going to have roll out with the Community Crossroads strategic plan, I think that's going to inform a lot of what we do going forward. And I think tying that into budgeting is critical. But for me, three things that I'm focused on a personal level for priorities are housing solutions. You know, I want to continue to work on those workforce housing initiatives. And then the food systems planning, we didn't have much time to talk about food systems and food inadequacy, but I think that's an exciting thing that is happening in our community, where we're finding ways to leverage the county and the city to better meet the needs of our populations when it comes to delivering food and utilizing that. And then finally, veterans initiatives. Somebody as that I am a veteran, but I've worked with many veterans, and I think we can do better in different ways to rally around the veterans in our community. Everything from suicide prevention to other veterans treatment court options. I want to explore those with the municipal court and talk about what we can do to better serve those who have served the country locally. But on top of all of that, I just enjoy being somebody that serves you. And I work for you as a city commissioner. I every week there's a new problem, and we try to solve those together, finding the consensus, finding the best outcome for the majority of people, while also finding a way to respect and listen to the dissent. And that, for me, keeps me interested in going. So I'm looking for your vote on November 2nd.
Thank you, Aaron. Wynn, and then last will be Caleb.
Okay, for me, you know, the forum's been interesting, some good questions, but for me, the focus has always been budget. And the reason for that is quite simple. What's the cornerstone or foundation to the city government? It's the budget. If you manage the budget properly, everything else falls into place. That's the key, managing the budget. And that's not just the property tax budget. It's all revenue streams, to include enterprise funds, which is the water department, the sewer, those kind of things. All of the money has got to be prioritized and allocated to get the best return on investment for citizens of the city. Right now, I believe we are not doing a very good job of that. And that's because we're not practicing lean management, something I've been pushing with city staff to cut waste out of our budget process. We need to start including that, and there's no reason to increase property taxes. City Commission increased the property tax rate 9.4% this year. 9.4%, well above the inflation rate. That's totally outrageous. We need to get a handle on that. And as John Mata said, it takes three votes to make that happen. I'm one of those three votes. I'm Wynn Butler, and I ask you to reelect me to the City Commission in November. Thank you.
Thank you, Wynn. And Caleb, it looks like you get the last word. Hopefully they're not your last words either.
Yes, hopefully. Thanks again to everyone. I know that we can all appreciate the grind of running for a political office. Thank you. And you all have my respect for going through this process. Many candidates will give a lot of words, but never really answer a question that's asked. There are records of promises and no action taken. I will never vote to raise your taxes. That's my promise to you. It's clear, it's concise, and you can hold me accountable. And that's what you should be able to expect from leadership. Making Manhattan affordable is more about an efficiently ran city that doesn't run up the cost of business and living, and less about wage mandates. The current construct of the commission has applied affordability as an issue and has voted to raise taxes and add to the problem. That circular logic denies our most vulnerable population the ability to thrive in our community. I'm a Six Sigma Black Belt. I focus on lean management and budget efficiency every day. I bring diversity to the commission. I'm a minority veteran who owns a business and has experience in corporate business across multiple economic environments. As a city commissioner, I will be honest, transparent, and consistent in the strategic execution of city leadership that leads to a more affordable and enjoyable Manhattan. I'm Caleb James, and I would appreciate your vote on or before November 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you, Caleb.